season. Yet there is no ecstasy without a solemn note, no joy without meditation. The spring season for the Jews of the world is the Passover, when the children of Israel were led out of bondage in Egypt and taken to the promised land. The liturgical Hebrew music reflects the beauty of Passover, and Richard Tucker of the Metropolitan Opera with the Shalom Sukunda Chorale brings us selections from a Passover service. Richard Tucker.
Da Yeinu, To present to you some of the aspects of the Passover Seder, which the Jewish people will conduct in their homes next Friday night. The young people who are participating with us are members of our United Synagogue Youth. They are George Saverin, Faga Alpert, Joseph Bruda, Stuart Artell, John Bernstein, and Jane Spinnick. At my side is the cantor of our congregation, Cantor Zachary Cooperstein. Mrs. Dorothy Sawyer will accompany us at the piano. Mrs. Samuel Russell and Mr. Jay Spinnick were very helpful in the arrangement of this program. On the table, you see a Seder plate containing the unleavened bread, the bitter herbs, the charoses, which is a preparation containing nuts, cinnamon, wine, and apples. It has the appearance of mortar and is reminiscent of the mortar which our ancestors used as slaves in Egypt. The parsley is reminiscent of the spring season, and the egg and the shank bone recall the sacrifices in ancient times. At each of the settings, there is a cup of wine, and the large cup at the center is to welcome the prophet Elijah, a legendary character. At each plate, there is a little dish of salt water, which reminds us of the Red Sea, which the children of Israel crossed as they went forth from Egypt to Canaan. We open the service now with the blessing of the candles by Faga Alpert.
God, who has sanctified us by his commandments and has commanded us to light the festival lights.
Behold this cup of wine. See its warm glow. Let it be a symbol of joy tonight as we celebrate our festival of freedom. Let us sanctify the wine.
Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech olam, borei pori agafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech olam, asher bachar banu mikalam, v'ram amanu mikal lashon, v'kidishanu b'mitzvotov, v'titen lanu Adonai Eloheinu b'ahava. Moedim l'simcha, chagim uzmanim l'sason, et yom chag ha-matzot hazeh, Zman chirutenu mikra kodesh zecher litziat mitzrayim ki banu bacharta v'otanu tidashta mikal ha'amim u'made kashecha Vesim Chavuf Sasson, in Kautanu. Baruch Atah Adonai, Mekadesh Yisroel, Vehazmanim.
Amen.
Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam, Shehechiyanu. V'kiyamanu, v'higiyanu, lazman hazeh.
Amen.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who createst the fruit of the vine. With love thou gavest us, our God, seasons for joy, festivals for gladness. With love thou gavest us, our God, this festival of unleavened bread, which we keep as a living memorial to our freedom from the bondage of Egypt. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who sanctifies Israel and Israel's festive seasons. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, who has kept us in life and sustained us and enabled us to reach this season.
We drink the first cup of wine. And now let us all take a sprig of parsley from your plates, and we shall dip it in the salt water in front of you, and we shall bless the greens as a symbol of spring.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri ha'adama. Blessed be thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the earth.
I shall now break the middle matzah, wrap one part in cloth, and I shall hide it until the end of the meal.
Why do we hide the matzah?
The matzah that we have hidden is the afikoman. In days of old, when the temple stood on Mount Zion, our forefathers went up to Jerusalem to partake in the Paschal lamb. We shall eat the afikoman after dinner tonight in remembrance of that custom. Behold the matzah. It is a symbol of the bread of slavery which our ancestors ate as bondmen in Egypt. Let it remind us of our fellow men who are this day hungry. May those who are hungry come and eat with us. May those who are in need come and partake with us of our feast on this Pesach night.
Are there slaves today?
There are many kinds of slaves today. Some people live in lands governed unfairly. They are not free men. Some people live in constant fear of prejudice. They are slaves to fear. Some people are forced to work to enrich others but are themselves left in want. They are slaves to poverty and inequality. Some people are slaves to themselves. They are lazy, envious, or jealous of others. Pesach is the festival of freedom. Pesach calls us to proclaim an end to all slavery. It cries aloud, "Let my people go."
When Israel was in Egypt land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell us.
will grow.
The Lord told Moses what to do.
Let my people go.
To lead the children of Israel through.
Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go.
And now, Stuart, the youngest of the group, will ask the four questions in Hebrew.
Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos shebechol halaylos anu ochlin hameitzu matzah halayla hazeh halayla hazeh kulo matzah shebechol halaylos anu ochlin Shor Yerokos, Halayla Hazeh, Halayla Hazeh, Maror. Shebechol Halelos, Ein Anu Matbilin, Afilu Pa'amechos. Halayla Hazeh, Halayla Hazeh, Shtei Pe'amim. Shebechol Halelos, Anu ochlin, ben yoshvinu ben mesubin. Halayla hazeh, halayla hazeh, kulanu mesubin.
Why is this night of Pesach different from all other nights of the year? On all other nights, at every meal, we have bread or rolls or challah. Why on this night do we have no bread but only matzah?
Our forefathers fled from Egypt in great haste. They had no time to bake their dough, but the hot sun baked it into flat unleavened bread, which we call matzah. To remember this, we eat only matzah on Pesach.
On all other nights, we have all kinds of vegetables. Why on this night do we eat bitter herbs especially?
Our forefathers led bitter lives as slaves in Egypt. Not to forget their sufferings, we eat bitter herbs on Pesach.
On all other nights, we do not dip one food in another. Why on this night do we dip parsley in salt water and bitter herbs in haroset?
We dip parsley in salt water to remind us of the green that comes to life in springtime. We dip the bitter herbs in sweet haroset as a sign of hope. Our forefathers survived the bitterness of slavery because it was sweetened by the hope of freedom.
On all other nights, everyone sits up straight at the table. Why on this night do we recline at the table?
In olden times, reclining at the table was the sign of a free man. We recline at the table to remember on this night, hundreds of years ago, our forefathers were freed from slavery. Once we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Had he not brought us forth out of Egypt, then we and our children's children would still be slaves.
The Torah tells us that there are four kinds of children to whom the story of Pesach must be told in four different ways. The wicked child asks, why keep up this old-fashioned custom? What does it mean to you? He does not feel himself part of the community. Him we tell, it is because of what God did for me when I went out of Egypt, for me and not for you. The shy child would very much like to know the meaning of Pesach, but does not know how to ask about it. He asks, what is this all about? Him we tell, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of the state of slavery. The indifferent child does not realize that anything unusual is going on and does not ask any questions. Tell him, though he does not ask, I am conducting this Seder to remember what God did for me when I went out of Egypt. The wise child wants to celebrate Pesach as it should be celebrated. He is eager to know all there is to know about it. He asks, what is the story of Pesach? What happened in Egypt so important that we recall it year after year?
The story began with Abraham of old. God said, I took your father Abraham and led him throughout the land of Canaan, and I gave him a son, Isaac. And to Isaac I gave his sons, Jacob and Esau. And the Holy One said to Abraham, our father, know that your children will be strangers in a strange land. For many years they shall suffer, but in the end I shall judge the oppressor, and they shall go forth as free men. Blessed be he who keeps his promise to Israel. With 70 souls our father Jacob went down into Israel, because the famine was sharp in Canaan. In Egypt we multiplied and became as the stars of the heavens, and we became a nation. For we were different from the people among whom we dwelt, looking to God as our king and not to Pharaoh. Then a new king arose in Egypt, who set taskmasters over the sons of Israel. And the taskmaster set us at forced labor. Our lot became bitter, and we cried unto the Lord. The Lord heard our groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God remembered the promise he had made to Abraham.
God stood by our ancestors and stands by us. The story of Egypt is a living example of men's yearning and striving to be free.
Rabbi Gamliel used to say, he who has not explained Pesach, Matzah, and Maror during the Seder has not observed it properly.
What does Pesach mean?
Pesach means passed over. It reminds us how the Holy One passed over the houses of our ancestors in Egypt, sparing them while smiting the Egyptians.
What does Matzah mean?
Matzah means unleavened bread. It reminds us how our forefathers had to take their unleavened bread with them in their hurried departure from Egypt.
What does Maror mean?
Maror means bitter herbs. It reminds us that the Egyptians embittered the lives of our forefathers. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror are symbols to remind us that in every generation, everyone must think that he himself went forth from Egypt, and he must bless God for leading us
from slavery to freedom, from anguish to joy, from darkness to light.
I shall read from Psalm 114. When Israel came forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a strange land, Judah became his refuge, Israel his dwelling place. The sea saw it and fled,
the Jordan turned back. The mountains skip like rams, the hills like little lambs. Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, before the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water and the flint into a flowing fountain.
Betzeis Israel, mi Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov, meyam lohes, oiso Yehuda, lekol shoy, Yisrael mam sheloso. Hayam rovayonos vayonos, hayardein yisof leyohor, leyohor. Heyorim rokedo, rokedo, heyelim, rokedo, rokedo, heyelim. Gevois kivnetzon, gevois kivnetzon. Malecho hayom kisonos, kisonos. Hayarden tisof leyahor, tisof leyahor. Heyorim, tirkedo, heyelim, tirkedo, heyelim, gevois kivnetzon, gevois kivnetzon, milifnei. Adon chuli haaretz, mi lifnei Elohai Yaakov. Ha-hofchi ha-tzur agam mohim, halamish, 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 levaino emoyim.
And now let us pick up our cups, and we will drink the second cup of wine of the four cups, and we will recite the blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen.
Blessed be thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. And now let us take the matzah, which you will find on your plates, and we will recite the traditional blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
Blessed be thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. And now let us take the bitter herbs which you will find in your plates. We dip it in the charosis, which appears like mortar, and we recite the blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu mitzvot tzivanu, al achilas moror.
Blessed be thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctified us with his commandments and commands us to bid the bitter herbs on Pesach. Now we have to imagine that we've eaten our dinner this evening, and having eaten our dinner, we do say grace by singing one of our melodies from Psalm 137.
Azimai zechakino
L'Shaneinu Rina
And now let us pick up the cups of wine again, and we will recite the blessing for the third cup of wine. Blessed Baruch Atah Adonai
Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Hagafen.
Let us now observe the cup of Elijah.
Who is Elijah?
Elijah was a great prophet in Israel. Legend tells that he did not die as all men die, but was lifted to heaven in a fiery chariot, and often he returns to earth.
Why does he return?
Legend tells that he comes in answer to Israel's prayer to help those in need, to taste of the cup of wine on every Seder table. Let us welcome him with song.
Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu HaGiladi,
If all the songs of the seven seas were in our voices, if all the jubilation of ocean's waters resounded from our lips, if all the grace of the wide universe were in our words, if the light of sun, moon, and stars shone in our eyes, if we could spread our hands to heaven as eagles spread their wings, we still should not be able to give thanks to thee, Lord, God of our fathers, for the loving kindness which thou hast shown to us and to our fathers.
God of might, God of right, thee we give our glory. Thine all praise in these days, as in ages hoary. When we hear, year by year, freedom's wondrous story. Praise the Lord, one accord, sound throughout creation. Lord, and sing on earth, bring him without cessation. And his fame loud proclaim, every land and nation.
And now we pronounce a benediction, which will be followed by the blessing over the last cup of wine, and it will be concluded with a hymn at the end of the service. May God bless the house of Israel with freedom. May God make his light shine upon all men and upon all nations.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Hagafen. Hagadya, Hagadya,
des Abin Abba Bitre Zuse.
Hagadya, Hagadya,
Beata Shun Ravia Halagadya, des Abin Abba Bitre Zuse.
Hagadya, Hagadya.
Yet there is no ecstasy without a solemn note, no joy without meditation. The spring season for the Jews of the world is the Passover. When the children of Israel were led out of bondage in Egypt and taken to the promised land, the liturgical Hebrew music reflects the beauty of Passover and Richard Tucker of the Metropolitan Opera with the Shalom Secunda Chorale brings us selections from a Passover service. Richard Tucker.
shun rabbi yachla legad yoh.
Yusavim ramon bishrezun ve'akad yoh, akad yoh.
Ve'yasochal bo v'noshach l'shun rabbi yachla legad Bina bobis rezuze chad gad yo, chad gad yo.
Yes, I'm in the bobis rezuze chad gad yo.